T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams back from touring Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic post-Hurricane Fiona. He briefed reporters this morning, saying we, as New Yorkers, have to help.
We have the largest Dominican population in any other city in this country. We have the largest Puerto Rican, our neighbors, our fellow Americans. Sometimes people just forget that.
At least 16 Americans died in Puerto Rico. A large percentage of the island is still without power. All about those who've been displaced, not because of any storm, but because of immigration controversies. Migrants who've been bused to the city are getting a new home in a tent city in Orchard Beach. Our Darius Radzius is there for Newsline.
Concern is building as contractors set up tents here in Orchard Beach for the migrants who are bused here from Texas. Gigi, who lives nearby, spoke to CBS 2.
Do they know that they're going to be in tents? Do they know it's going to be like a shelter environment?
Up to 1,000 migrants will be placed at this emergency migrant relief center as a temporary shelter. David Diaz with the nonprofit Island Rising says this is an ideal solution.
We have the space. I don't see anything wrong with this. We're waiting on a list now from the mayor's office to see what exactly is needed. We're clothing drive. We're doing food drive.
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson expressed concern about safety, saying that the parking lot here is prone to flooding. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds in Orchard Beach.
And Vanessa Gibson was set to visit the site today. Mayor Adams has said it will be one of at least two built to welcome the migrants. He hasn't said where the second tent city would be constructed. In the Pelham Bay section of the Bronx, two more arrests and a stabbing back on the 16th. Four suspects stabbed a 27-year-old man after having words with him. Prince Michael of the Bronx was rushed to Jacoby but didn't make it. The suspects ran off on Bruckner Boulevard toward the Pelham Bay train station. But yesterday, two suspects were arrested in McMichael's killing, and now two 18-year-olds from the Bronx also have been apprehended. The charges include manslaughter and gang assault. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has already declared a statewide emergency and warned that Ian could lash large areas of the state, knocking out power, and it could interrupt fuel supplies. Here in our area, we know parts of Queens and Brooklyn are prone to flooding every time we get heavy rain, right? Now, some city lawmakers are out in Diker Heights today demanding the city complete its sewer upgrades there. And Darius Radzius joining us with the latest for Newsline. Darius.
Well, frustrated residents here were joined by local officials to call on the city to upgrade the sewers in this neighborhood. They say this area is prone to regular flooding when it rains, and they want the city's Department of Environmental Protection to make it a priority to upgrade the sewer system here. Homeowners who have lived here for 10, 20, even 50 years say that they've been draining their basements during storms, either using buckets, and some have installed pumps. One resident says she was hospitalized when her family found her in her flooded out home. I reached out to the city for a response, and I'm waiting to hear back. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 10th Avenue and 80th Street in Diker Heights.
And a follow-up now, thank you, Darius, on a story we first told you about yesterday. A man who made headlines as an example of the need for bail reform has now been arrested again, this time for a shooting last month near St. Patrick's Cathedral. 22-year-old Pedro Hernandez caught the attention of social justice groups because he couldn't make bail and sat in Rikers for a year following a 2015 robbery arrest. The $250,000 bail was eventually lowered to $100,000 and was paid for by the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Charity. Investigators say since being let out on that bond, he's been arrested five times and now is charged with attempted murder. 1010 Winds has reached out to the RFK Human Rights Charity about this new development. Will the seventh game be the charm? Aaron Judge now has gone six games without hitting a home run. He'll get another chance tonight. to set that record set originally by Roger Maris. And a reminder, 1010 Wins will bring you every one of Aaron Judge's at-bats live right here on 1010 Wins.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.